Maybe some of you are looking for a book that won't take up much of your time, just an easy weekend read. If you have listened to my podcasts, you already know that I talk about books, usually books that might take some time to read. But this episode is a little different because today I'm going to talk about a book that can easily be read in a couple of days. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger, and a passionate reader. And this is Into the Books. Many of you may be thinking, but a few days is not enough time to start reading a book and finish it. If that's what you are thinking, don't worry, just trust me on what I'm telling you. I literally read this book on a rainy Sunday, and I give you this fact only as a reference for you to have a general idea of the time it takes to read this novel. It is a light read, even though the subject matter is anything but light. The book is so entertaining that the reading flows easily. But enough talk, and let's get started. The lives of three women, who seem to have nothing in common, become intertwined in the Bloomsbury bookstore in London. The city is slowly recovering from the difficult years of World War II. Women's rights have been recognized, but despite this, machismo refuses to die. The character of Evelyn is the first of the three protagonists to appear in the book. She is part of the first group of female undergraduates at Cambridge. She is intelligent, bright, diligent, and discreet. She is the perfect candidate for the position of research assistant during the winter term. If it weren't for one small problem, she is a woman. She sees the place taken away by a man, but this cannot and must not stop her. Evie has a mission to complete. From her makeshift filing cabinet, the girl retrieves the note of Mr. Allen, a rare books buyer, to whom she asks for help. He is the person who gets her an interview with the director of the Bloomsbury bookstore. It is there that Evelyn meets Grace, the manager's personal secretary, and Vivian, a disgruntled employee. The three, who at first are just co-workers but later become friends, are tired of seeing their dreams taken away, so they decide to rebel. Together, the three of them will conquer what almost no woman before them has been able to achieve. Bloomsbury Girls by Natalie Jenner is the perfect novel for a relaxing and easy read that also takes you back to London just after the end of the Second World War. The author describes the daily life during the reconstruction of a city that had been inevitably changing even before the world conflicts, but also the resistance of those who refused to adapt to this unavoidable change. I found this book to be very entertaining and very funny. And if after listening to my review of the book you think that the central theme is feminism and its origins, I want to clarify that it is not. Feminism is not the central topic. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that I talk about books in more detail on my YouTube channel. And if you want to learn more about them, you can find the link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next week. Bye!